League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
Tell them what you said.
I mean, I've said a lot of things. What, that the pink pussy hats were a mistake?
No, not that.
Chelsea Handler's not really all that funny?
No, not that.
Okay. Oh, take the out of your
That's the one. That's the one.
It's literally 9:45 a.m. Anything could happen.
Good morning, down bitches. And I do mean morning. Listen, this is, I think, not. It's prison rules here. You never know what you're going to get. You never know what's going to come out of your mouth. You never know what time we're recording. Could be 10 o'clock at night. Could be 9:30 in the morning. And right now, you are getting a 9:30 a.m. Joey. Welcome, everyone, to I Think Not, the podcast where we recap all of your favorite true crime TV shows. I am Ellen Marsh, and across from me is the very sweepy Joey Taranto. Hi, my love.
I'm just a baby.
Why are we recording at 9:30 in the morning? Tell the people.
I am in rehearsal hell, y'all. I am not used to having a boss again.
Oh, yes, I never thought of that.
Well, I have several bosses, and one of them is Cyndi Lauper, who is not afraid to, I will say, I'm usually out of the line of fire with Cyndi because, you know, we just go way back.
But she loves you.
You don't want to be in Cyndi's line of fire. You just don't.
There is nothing like a has-been 80s pop star with no fucks to give. She's not a has-been. She's fantastic. She's the first woman to win a Tony.
I was going
to
say, you are going to get murdered.
No, I'm just kidding. No, but she is scary. She will scratch your eyes out for sure.
Okay, do we have time for a quick story?
Always.
Okay, so yesterday we were in rehearsal, cast, crew, and it's a bunch of Broadway veterans, like people who've just been around the block, and we've all been cackling.
Yeah.
There's a scene work going on. It's a quiet moment. All of a sudden, one of the creative team's cell phone starts ringing, and their ringer is on.
Mm-hmm.
You will never believe what their ringer was. One guess.
Oh, the entertainer.
No, even wider. Hit it, Rick.
Not Chumbawamba.
And I laughed so hard because she literally grabbed her phone and she was like,
I get knocked down, but I get up again.
Could not, and it just kept ringing. It just kept ringing.
You know that, like, her nephew put that on her phone, like, 10 years ago, and she hasn't figured out how to fix it?
Oh, God.
That is so funny slash embarrassing. So I guess she's not with the project anymore. She quit?
She's still there. How are you doing this morning? Any news from you?
Emotional PMSing and the world is on fire. I'm doing great.
Great.
Thank you so much for asking. Yes, we do go a little bit off topic on this show, we have to admit, but we also have a place where we do that, and that is Swamp Talk. We have a monthly talk show where Joey and I just trauma dump, tell you secrets, and we do tell you secrets. We can't help it. This is something that I've learned about us. We just feel like we're hanging out with each other, and sometimes I re-listen to the pod, and I was like, I can't believe I told them that. So if you like hearing us go off topic, go on over to our Patreon. That's where you can get 4 bonus episodes a month, which, listen, I'm not going to brag, you guys. It's a lot of bonus content.
It really is.
I was looking at some other creators' pages. I was like, one episode? We really overshot with this one. 4 bonus episodes starting at the $5 mark and going on up. We are having a movie night on August 25th at 7:30. Tell them what we're watching, baby.
We're watching First Wives Club, which truly still holds up.
I had guests. Who?
Guns N' Roses?
There is all kind of stuff that we have over there. Building community, having fun, bonus content. Go take a look. See what works within your budget. Patreon.com/I Think Not. Can we get to the episode?
Yes, we can.
Well, I am loving this show, Joey. I gotta say, I think it's very well made. I think they do a really great job of telling the story. And one person in this episode is actually going to break my heart in two and do a time step on it. Do you know who I'm gonna say? Don't say it out loud, but do you know who I'm talking about? They can't hear a nod. Honey, it's not a visual medium. Joey just nodded to me on our podcast.
Hi, YouTube. I know exactly who it is.
And the show we're talking about is Deadly Influence. We are on season 1, episode 3. R.I.P. Bianca tells the story of Bianca Devins.
Bianca Devins, the influencer, spread the message of self-love.
Bianca was a beautiful, kind, amazing soul.
She knew she had a purpose, and that was to help people. But as an influencer, there will be people who love you and people who hate you for no reason.
It's the Wild West still.
There's no control in it. It's only gonna get worse.
I'm sad.
Bianca Michelle Devin.
When the hate steps off cyberspace.
Your name Bianca?
Into the real world.
What are you doing, man?
It just becomes 10 times scarier.
Well, we are in Utica, New York, and we meet a woman named Kim Devins, who is the mother of Bianca Michelle Devins. And Mama Kim says she and her daughter were best friends. In fact, her daughter referred to her as her best friend. And you know what my mama was to me growing up?
The scariest person ever?
A pain in my ass, because your best friend doesn't find your SWV CD that you've been hiding under your bed and break it because she says you're not allowed to listen to non-Christian music. Your best friend doesn't say you can't watch the movie Willow because there's sorcery in it, and sorcery is of the occult, which is of the devil. My mama was not my best friend. She was a fucking villain.
They've calmed down. My mom was really strict when I was younger, too, and they've calmed down, but I never called her my best friend. I think I told her that I wanted Cindy Mosier to be my mom.
And but, she'll you know. Never forget it. Also, my SWV CD. Do you know what the best SWV song is?
No.
Rick, hit it.
I get so weak in the knees, I can hardly speak, I lose all control, and something takes
over. Okay, you don't need to sing the whole thing for Rick. He's fine. He's got it.
It's so good.
Well, Mama Kim says...
She broke my SWV CD! All right, go ahead.
Yeah. How is therapy, baby? Is it good? She tells us that Bianca was a really easygoing child, and we see old pictures of them, and one of the pictures, Joey, is her with a life-size Dora. Do you know Dora the Explorer? Okay, so Lola used to watch Dora the Explorer. I don't understand why we're all pretending that Dora rhymes with Explorer, because it's not Dora the Explorer. What are we doing here? It does not rhyme. It has to be Dora the Explorer? No, Dora.
Like she's from, you know, what's her name, Dora?
It doesn't rhyme. Also, Lola used to watch that show, and all I could think of was I literally wanted to say out loud, stop looking at me, bitch.
Hola.
Do you know what she does?
Soy Dora.
She asks kids questions, and she just blinks and stares at them and, like, gives them space to talk.
Yeah.
Like, it is so creepy. First of all, she asks way too many questions. Like, I'd be like, Dora, do you know where my dad is? Yeah. Swipe that one, Swiper, you fucking cunt.
Wow.
Anyway, I'm fine. Good morning, everybody.
Who
knew Dora was on my shit list? I did not know.
You really just let Dora have it. Dora the Explorer only rhymes if you're from Staten Island. You're like, Dora, The Explorer.
Yeah, it works. Thank you for making that work. Thank you for bringing that full circle and for calming me down, quite frankly, because I got a little out of control there.
Well, Mama Kim was a young mom.
I got pregnant with Bianca very young. I was 17. Always knew I wanted kids, so to me, it just happened a little earlier than expected. Her father was a senior. I don't think that he was ready. When he lived with us, he was a pretty good father. When we split up, he was just non-existent.
Yeah, which unfortunately happens with that age demographic. You know, not everyone, but specifically young parents, statistically speaking, it's hard to make work. Could you imagine having a kid when you were 17?
I can't imagine having a kid at 44, dude.
I couldn't even keep air in my tires. Like, my stepdad was like, you know, you like every once in a while you've got to put air in your tires. I was like, I didn't, but thank you.
But I did it.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Bianca had a great childhood. She was a good kid, loved music, loved art. She played all the sports. And now we meet the man who will steal your heart over and over and over again. And that is Bianca's Grandpa Frank. Oh my God.
I don't know how to get in touch with him, but he needs to at least tour the campus of Down Bitch University. At least. It would be an honor and a privilege to have him. Just wait, buckle up. So after Mama Kim separated from Bianca's dad, they went and lived with Grandpa Frank for a couple of years while she got on her feet until eventually they moved in the same neighborhood about a block and a half down the road, which I feel like would be a blessing in the sense that babysitting, but also your family would be a block and a half away.
Do you know, I watched a TikTok the other day of a girl saying, baking cookies for my brother and dropping them off at his door. And she takes a video like from across the street of him answering the door and seeing the cookies. I started crying because I was like, I wish my sister lived across the street.
Oh, I know. People who are like, let me see if my mom can babysit. I'm like, that's a thing? Like for free? Did she charge you half price?
Bianca referred to my dad, who she called Frankie, as Superman. Was always the one to the rescue. If, you know, they needed anything, Frankie was there.
His cheeks were like roses. His nose like a cherry.
She just had the most radiant, beaming smile. Beacon of light that came from that smile.
Now, this is when we meet Bianca's best friend, and her name is Gianna Rosato, which is the most New York Italian name I've ever heard. Hey, how you doing? I'm Lucia Valentino from Yonkers. This is my cousin, Angie Bonaducci from Westchester.
My name's Gianna Nina. Do you know what's so funny? There are parts that of Italian culture I love being Italian, but I told my ex-husband when I was pregnant that I loved the name Giovanni.
Mm.
Not Giovanni, but Giovanni, way before Giovanni. But I just like loved it. And I hate Italian like names. There's something about that name that I just love. But Italian names are so embarrassing.
You know, I have a cousin named Francesca.
What did that have to do with anything?
Because it's just the most Italian name. And like nobody calls her Franny or Fran. She's just Francesca. And you know what her twin brother's name is?
Fran.
Noah. I'm like, what?
And now we're Jewish. Thank you.
Anyway, Bianca and Gianna were best friends growing up. They had joint birthday parties. They were together all the time. And that included Bianca's little sister, Liv. It was very sweet. Growing up, Bianca was very outgoing, very social.
Mm-hmm.
And around seventh grade, that changed.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
You think high school is the worst? No, it's middle school. Because high school, there's more kids. The older you get, the less fucks you give. Seventh grade for Lola, I wanted to fast forward. And you know how I hate the passage of time. It's the worst. Kids are awful. Their hormones are raging. They smell like swamp nuts.
Yep.
It is awful. I don't know why it's so bad, but as soon as they said that everything changed in seventh grade, I just thought to myself, yep, that's it. It's not high school. It's seventh and eighth grade.
Yeah. Kids are mean.
So mean. So awful.
Teenagers are more terrifying than fucking Freddy Krueger. They don't give a fuck because they don't have knives for fingers. Their words are knives. They are vicious.
And you know kids now. Kids today.
Uh-huh.
They can choke on their fucking self-righteousness. They are so... Like, what? I'm sorry. We weren't given opinions when we were kids. When we were kids, we weren't given a perspective or an opinion. No, I agree. Maybe not the best. But at the same time, I'm like, sit down. You stink. And put on some Axe body spray. Do us all a favor.
Bianca became more introverted, and she had a harder time with people. And her grandfather, Frankie, says that's when we really noticed that her mental health started to decline. You know, she didn't have a lot of friends. She didn't feel like she fit in. And I'm like, you know what? I'm 44, and I feel like that sometimes. I get it.
It never stops. That's something they never tell you. Well, down bitch Grandpa Frank says one of the best things I've ever heard.
I've often said jokingly that 14 is not an age. It's a diagnosis.
One of my favorite lines from Kinky Boots. Truer words were never spoke.
It's true. I mean, 14 is really tough. It's so funny because I told you my therapist said toddlers make better decisions than 14-year-olds.
It's
because
so
a toddler
hard.
Would be like, we can't do that. We'll get in trouble. And a 14-year-old will be like, oh, it'll be fine.
Yeah. Let's give it a try and see what happens. How about that?
Yeah. So we hit 2016, and Bianca around this time really started to become a part of the gamer community. She was playing Minecraft. That was her social outlet. Lola never got into video games, right?
She used to play a thing called Roblox, which a lot of kids play. And some of it's cool. It can be really creative. Like, you can design houses and stuff.
Yeah.
She was doing that a lot during the pandemic, but she never played Minecraft or, like, shooty games or anything like that.
Got it. Well, eventually, Bianca got kind of bored with video games, and she started really delving into the world of social media as a way of connecting with people.
Yeah, and we meet someone that she connected with on Instagram, and her name is Elizabeth, and she struggled with the same thing. And Bianca did social media and less of meeting people in IRL, but she really enjoyed this time because she was able to find an outlet to express herself, her art, her love of fashion. And she kind of had this like online persona that she didn't feel comfortable showing people in real life.
You know, I totally get that because the truth is you can be whatever you want online.
Yeah.
You want to be a fashionista, you want to be a comedian, an artist, whatever you want. You can be all of that online and be the quietest person in real life.
Totally.
But who Bianca was in real life and online was both a really sweet person.
Yeah.
Who believed in the good in people. And she had a gift of making people feel seen.
Yeah. And also she just like looks, and this sounds so weird, she just looks like a beautiful little cherub. She just looks very sweet. It's almost like I feel her personality through her pictures and videos.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
I'm at Bianca on Discord. Just kind of like a messaging platform.
I feel like we miss the whole Discord sensation. The only time I know Discord is when Discord Daddy Josh plays a video, and even then, it's as if I've never been on Discord before. It's like, welcome, you've got Discord. Every time I open it, I'm like, Josh! But I feel like we missed that whole generation of Discord. I don't really get it. It's kind of like Reddit. Like, I don't really get where to... I quit Reddit in October of 2023, but... I don't get it. I don't get Discord. Did you ever participate?
Yes. Yeah. So I did not miss Discord.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you don't have a page. You have a server on Discord.
Sure.
And you can invite people to join your server. And then you really do create a community. So there's voice channels. There's places where people can, you know, just drop pictures, let you know what they're doing with their day, stuff like that. And it really is. It's a lot of fun. I used it for video games and I discovered it in 2019.
Is it like, is that what Facebook does?
I don't know how to say this without sound.
No, go ahead, babe. Say it. What is it? What did you
Discord want? Is like Facebook without all the angry boomers posting about 4 more years.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I actually do. Boomers are reckless with a cell phone and a Facebook app.
But you're not posting, like, that's the thing about Discord. You can be totally anonymous if you want to. You're not, like, posting pictures. And most people on Discord, they don't use a picture for their profile picture. They use like a picture of an anime, a cartoon, you know, anything. And it's funny because we meet a guy named Young Shim. And he was like, Discord is a great place for folks who aren't cool enough for Instagram.
His words, not ours. I was like, oh, okay, I didn't know I was going to be read for filth on this show.
But I was like, you know, I beg to differ. You can be all the things on all social media platforms. But Discord is a great way to build a community. And you can sort of be really shy and have this outlet, you know?
You know, I think with the advent and the change of social media and especially the pandemic, I really believe that people are very emotionally connected to those relationships online. And when I say people, I mean me too. I have met tons of people online. I know so many people and their lives and their stories. And I feel like at one point it was sort of looked at in a negative light, maybe before the pandemic. Like these kids were like, we don't fit in real life. But you know what? I'll bet they're building more of a core foundation of a friendship and getting to know each other than they would in the halls of their fucking high school.
Let me tell you something. My Discord community got me through the pandemic.
Yeah.
I played video games with them all the time. I had a friend in Montreal, one in Arizona, they were all over. And it was like these handful of nerds. Mm-hmm. We played video games and we laughed. And it was really like, and I'm still friends with them. Yeah. I still talk to them. And eventually what you do is, you know, you exchange Instagrams and then maybe you FaceTime or you have each other's numbers so that you know, you verify that these are real people and you get a better sense of who they are. I mean, this is 4 years later that I've made these friends, but that's literally what Bianca was doing. That's what she did with Young Shim. They started FaceTiming, like they became buddies.
Yeah.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
But social media is definitely the Wild West still. Sometimes it would get a bit more serious, more aggressive, like a lot of emotional, verbal abuse, among other like gross tactics to try to get attention.
Now, with any social media platform, there's always going to be predators or trolls or people who have some kind of anger or something that they know better than you or an opinion to share, because that's the one thing that the internet has afforded us, people's unsolicited opinions. It's honestly a blast. And that leads to a lot of online abuse. And we've all seen it. We've seen it with our own eyes. It's disgusting and pathetic. I mean, had I known what that bear video was going to turn into, I was actually, I mean this wholeheartedly, very shocked at the hate that people are capable of putting out there. And most of them, you know, were faceless people, not following anyone, no comment. But I'm like, you are actually a person.
Yeah.
You could be my daughter's teacher. For all I know, you are someone. Just because you're faceless on the internet doesn't mean you're faceless in real life. And that is what scares me because there are friends, our neighbors, my mechanic, who fucking knows? That's where my head starts to spin.
Oh, listen, the internet is a great place for people who feel powerless in their life to go online, speak out anonymously, and it makes them feel powerful.
Yeah.
I'm going to get that person. I'm going to humble that person. I'm going to destroy that person. It's a dark path to go down. And it is something, if you have an online presence, it's something you have to navigate. And certainly Bianca did. You know, on her Discord, people can join your Discord. It depends on if you have it public or not. And if people start acting up or doing weird things, you can ban them or block them. And, you know, the more followers you get, the harder it is to keep up with. You have to have mods. And Bianca always tried to lead with kindness. Mm-hmm. She took a page out of your book, which is, for those of y'all who are new here, Ellen has this thing where people will bully her online and she somehow turns around the situation and they end up apologizing to her and then they become best friends. I'm like, how do you do this? It's like a superpower.
Remember that time on that Twitter page and I got that guy to help me joint compound my wall? It was so funny. He started like calling me a crazy fucking wildebeest bitch. And then he ended up giving me a tutorial because I had removed my wallpaper and had a smooth one wall. People just want to be heard. I don't know. It's very strange. We say this all the time. People feel emboldened to say things they would never even consider saying to your face.
Yep.
But here's the difference. You and I are fully formed, grown-ass adults. She's a little fucking kid.
Yeah. She was a child.
We have some kind of armor, some kind of, you know, go fuck yourself that we can impart on people. She is not a fully formed human. Her frontal cortex is not developed.
But you know what? She was able to turn some of it around. Her friend Elizabeth, who she met online, was like, it was kind of amazing. Like sometimes her just being like, hey, are you all right? Do you need to talk? Like sometimes it disarmed them and it really worked. And other times it did not, because some people just want to be assholes. Well, that brings us to August of 2017.
Bianca normally slept in late. For her not to be up and moving at, you know, 11 a.m. on a Sunday was normal. Didn't expect her to be awake yet.
Let her sleep. What's wrong with that? I don't see the problem. It's Sunday. Fuck. It's a Sunday. So on this day, Bianca's little sister tells Mama Kim, hey, I went into Bianca's room and she's not there. And that was weird.
Yeah. So Mama Kim makes a bunch of phone calls. She calls Gianna's mom or anyone who knows where she might have been. But she did leave a note. And all it says is, don't worry, Mom, I'll be back. And we see the cell phone footage of the note. The weirdest thing, she left her phone.
Yep.
That's weird for anybody at any age, especially Bianca, who was so connected to her online community, which was in her phone. That was her connection to all of her friends. But if I were to go out to my garbage can without my phone, I'd be like, where is my head? Yeah. The idea that she would leave the house without her phone is not only unbelievable, but it is scary, because we can say all we want. When we were kids, we didn't have phones. Well, guess what? We do now, and we rely on them. If Lola left her phone at home, I would call that irresponsible.
Yeah.
Because I need to get in touch with her. It doesn't matter what it was like when we were kids. This is the life that we are accustomed to. I am accustomed to being able to track you on your phone. I know exactly where she is. So that added an element of fear for Mama Kim.
Yeah. So now we hear about a term that I've never heard of, which is orbiters. Have you ever heard that before?
I hadn't, no.
So I'm going to let the episode explain what an orbiter is, so you have a better understanding.
Orbiter is a term that is used to describe typically men who find a profile online of a woman that they might find to be attractive. And over time, they engage with that profile. And just like a planet around the sun, they keep this safe distance. They might comment on some of their posts and interact online, but the relationship hardly ever goes beyond that.
And in this moment, they don't know who Bianca is with or where she went, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a heavy online presence and you are meeting people in real life, these are all things that can be really scary, especially if you wake up and your kid is not there and you can't get in touch with them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Grandpa Frank just happened to be a volunteer for the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and he called in all the favors, and I was like, whoa, that comes in real clutch.
Well, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Down bitch Grandpa Frank knows that, and I love how he just drops that so cool. Like, he's like, I just happened to. And as if I couldn't love that man anymore. Come get your diploma, down bitch Grandpa Frank.
He knew a guy.
Now, this is very confusing to me. I gotta say, somehow law enforcement tracked her. I don't know how. She didn't have a cell phone. Very confusing to me. And they didn't elaborate. I was like, Grandpa Frank, I thought we were besties. How did they find her?
I'm gonna imagine because they had access to her phone, that they were able to look and see who she was messaging with. Like, go through all of her DMs, go through all of her correspondence. And
I guess
see.
They said tracked, so I was thinking, like, GPS.
Yeah, got you. Yeah. Well, eventually they are able to track Bianca down all the way on Long Island, 4.5 hours away, and she's with a guy named John. Now, John was a guy Bianca met online around the time she turned 16. He had just graduated high school, and Bianca had started meeting her online friends in real life. Now, John had actually met Bianca's family. He would make the drive up to Utica, which, again, is over 4 hours. So the family had a relationship with him, but still, Bianca ran away.
Mm-hmm. So they get in touch with John's father, and they were like, hi, we are terrified. We are panicked. Is our daughter with you? And the guy's dad was like, yeah, she's right here. What's happening? He's just cool as a cucumber. And Mama Kim was like, stay there. I'm on my way. She's like, I'm already in the car. And Mama Kim drove to Long Island to pick her up, which I don't know if you live anywhere near there. Getting on and off of Long Island, there is nothing more challenging. I mean, other than marriage. But you never don't hit traffic getting on or off that fucking island. And you know what else is interesting about Long Island?
What?
Super long. Just like that.
This island is so long, it just goes on forever, my God.
Like, from the entrance, like where Curtis and Courtney live, to like Montauk, long. So much island.
Very long.
Yeah.
Thank you.
They did a great job with that name. Very literal. I appreciate it.
So, Mama Kim picks Bianca up.
When I finally got down to Long Island, I said, Bianca, what are you thinking? She told me she ran away with him because he threatened to overdose. So for me, it was very frustrating. Like, come on, Bianca, you know better. This is not someone you want to be friends with.
Well, here's the thing. John and Bianca, they were dating, and they kept dating until about June of 2019. And their relationship was very up and down, right? Mama Kim says everything was either great and they were really happy, or it was a mess and they weren't speaking at all. Then out of the blue, Bianca ran away with John again.
Kids don't have impulse control. I mean, me either, but we're not talking about me right now, but... They're just so dumb that they're just not developed. They do things without thinking. Teenagers are so stupid. There are so many times that I think back to how I survived.
Same.
And I wasn't even a bad kid. I was a good kid. And I still did stupid things. And I'm like, wow, I made it. Congrats to me.
Sweetie, I was a teenager on America Online. And I messaged, and this guy was like, let's go hook up. And this was my first hookup with a guy. And he's like, I'm going to pull up in a Cadillac. And I said, pull up on the corner. Don't pull up in front of my house. And I'm going to come meet you. You're going to roll down your window. And if I think you're cute, I'll get in. And if you're not cute, I'm not getting in. I got in a car with a stranger and drove 15 minutes down into the swamp so I could hook up with him. This man could have done something terrible to me and no one would have known.
Mm-hmm. It really is scary. And it's only gotten scarier since you were a kid in the 60s.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Slowly, Bianca began to see that John was manipulative and he was controlling, and she finally started setting boundaries for herself and said she didn't want to be in touch with him and asked him to leave her alone.
No, he did not stop.
No.
This man lived online, and there are people who quite literally live online. So when Bianca continued to set her boundaries and continued to not give in to all the pressure that he was putting on her.
John released some intimate video of them that she wasn't aware that it even existed onto a Discord server. Bianca ended up reporting that to the police, and I did end up getting a restraining order against John at that point.
You know, you think about going through that at our age.
Mm-hmm.
Think about going through that at a time when you are a teenager. You're so vulnerable. You're still so uncomfortable with your body.
Yes.
And in one moment, some asshole just puts it all out there online. And it's crazy because in certain states, they could be arrested for child sex abuse material.
Yep.
It doesn't matter that they're also underage,
yes,
which John was not. But like, you could be arrested for that.
That is very true. The sender and the receiver can be arrested. I know in the state of New Jersey, don't ask me why I had to look that statute up, but I did. So at this point, it is very clear to Bianca's family and those who love her and those who are around her that she is in the middle of a mental health crisis.
Yeah.
And I love this family so much. They wasted no time in getting her help. They took her to a mental health facility in Albany, New York. And Bianca was on board. She did not go against her will. She wanted to get better. She wanted to feel better. She knew she needed help that her family couldn't provide and that she couldn't get for herself. So she was at this facility for 5 months. And it was there that she was diagnosed with borderline personality disorder. And she did get the help that she needed. She got the medication that she needed. She got the tools that she needed. So her time away there was really successful.
Yeah, and she was committed. Like you said, she was committed to having a better quality of life, figuring out what was going on, and implementing the tools that she needed into her life to manage it. You know, I think that that shows a lot of wherewithal and a lot of maturity on her part, you know?
So much strength.
And when she was released, she was just about to turn 17. So when she comes back home, Mama Kim was like, that's my girl. She's back to her old self. She seemed happy. She was grounded. She had a mentor. She started modeling. Y'all, I mean, not to reduce someone to their looks, but this girl was beautiful, breathtaking, tall. When they said that she wanted to become a professional model, I'm like, absolutely, she could do that.
You know, I've always said, and I have documented this in several publications, that the eyes are the windows to the soul. I wrote that.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much. It is trademarked, so don't try and make merch out of it. But you can see she has that interesting thing behind her eyes. You know, there are just those people you're like, I want to know you. I want to know your story. You've been here before. You're wise beyond your years. She was beautiful, but there was just something about her eyes. They were actually a window to her soul.
Bianca drew upon her own struggles and put out a positive message into the world. She had her community, she referred to them lovingly as her weirdos.
There is a quote by Dr. Seuss. Is Dr. Seuss canceled? Did we cancel Dr. Seuss?
I don't know.
Can someone make a list? I am far too busy and far too forgetful. If there is a list, let's get a Google Doc of people that we have canceled from our youth. But the quote is, we're all a little weird and life's a little weird. And when we find someone whose weirdness is compatible to ours, we join up with them and fall into mutual weirdness and call it love. I love that quote.
You're my mutual weirdo.
I mean, we call our community a bunch of weirdos. Like, what is this normal you speak of? That sounds terribly boring.
Listen, you know what? There's something about being like, yeah, I'm kind of weird. And I embrace it. And I invite anyone who wants to also embrace their weirdness and hop on this bandwagon with me to do so.
Yeah.
And by doing that, she created a community. She really birthed a community. She wanted to uplift people. And it was amazing because I'm drawn to people who are unapologetically themselves.
Yeah.
I think because I wasn't allowed that.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, I didn't allow it for myself as a kid and as a teenager. You know, we all just want to be seen and heard and know that we matter.
Joey, do you remember Graham Moore's speech? He was the writer of Imitation for Life. Do you remember his Oscar speech?
No.
When I was 16 years old, I tried to kill myself because I felt weird and I felt different and I felt like I did not belong. And now I'm standing here. And so I would like for this moment to be for that kid out there who feels like she's weird or she's different or she doesn't fit in anywhere. Yes, you do. I promise you do. You do. Stay weird, stay different. And then when it's your turn and you are standing on the stage, please pass the same message to the next person who comes along. Thank you so much.
That's sweet. And Bianca did that for people.
I feel like that's why people love our online Facebook community, because it's truly like we're all just fucking weirdos. Even though she was putting all of this positive energy out, the bullying doesn't stop. And this is where that wonderful world of incels comes in. Tell us what incels are.
An incel is an abbreviated term to describe an involuntary celibate. The man who is lacking a sex life for reasons that they claim are out of their control.
It's very disturbing because these men have a ton of hatred for women and also a deep well of self-loathing, which is a horrible combination.
Incels have this circular relationship with women. They hate women because they won't give them the time of day, but women aren't giving them the time of day because they don't respect them.
So these guys feel like it's everyone's fault but their own. And so they act out online, they target women, harass them, bully them. It's a vicious cycle that, like, just doesn't end.
And there is no end to how vile they can be. I invite you again, if you have not, to check out the comment section of that bear video. I actually can't even go back and look at it. It's scary. And on Instagram, you can restrict people. So if they make a comment, the comment appears on their end, but it doesn't appear in your comment section, but I can see it. And for the safety of my online space, I restricted probably over 200 men.
Wow.
But I could see their comments because it's like in light gray. You know what I mean? And you can highlight it. So it's even worse. I genuinely did not want people to see how ugly it got, but I wanted those people to think that they have the satisfaction. It's like going like this to a little kid and they're swinging at you.
Right.
You know, so they're putting it out there, but they nobody can see it.
You know, it's amazing how people hide behind fake accounts and say whatever they want. I mean, they do it all the time. It's infuriating. I'm like, say that shit to my face.
Yeah.
I dare you. You won't. I dare you to. Say it to my face.
Also, are you like, yes, got him?
Yeah.
So weird.
Most online bullies, they're all talk. Mm-hmm. It's just that. But there are a handful who make threats and make good on their threats. It's terrifying. So now we hit July of 2019.
Hey, babe, what was the number one song in 2019? I feel like you're never going to get it because I wasn't even on my radar.
Well, that's the year Kinky Boots closed. I have no idea.
Old Town Road.
Stop it.
Yeah. Lil Nas and Billy Ray Cyrus. 2019, before the word COVID was even in our vernacular. If you could go back to 2019, what would you tell 2019 Joey?
Buckle up, bitch.
Start anxiety medication today so it gets in your system.
I would tell 2019 me,
go buy all the toilet paper you can find.
Invest in Zoom stocks. Then sell it and invest in Pfizer stocks.
What would you tell your 2019 self?
Invest in Zoom. And also be sure and treat your face because the masks will make you get little red spots on your face.
Honestly, it really would have been like buy a house upstate now. Do it now.
If I could go back, that is one thing I would do. I would have gone and lived in Europe. I would have gone with Lola because Lola, I didn't know what was happening. I would have gone to like Spain or Italy and Airbnb'd for 6 months and lived not in Jersey City.
Yeah, I feel that.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Bianca was very excited to graduate high school.
Bianca Devitt.
Her whole family was so proud of what she had accomplished in the face of such adversity.
In July of 2019, Bianca was happy. She was making plans for the future. She wanted to be a psychologist so she could continue helping others. We didn't mention this earlier, but like one of her friends, Elizabeth, online had been messaging her about her struggles with borderline personality disorder. And it made her feel seen in a way that like saved her life, you know, and Bianca wanted to continue doing that for people. I just thought that was so beautiful.
Absolutely. And she had friends in real life now, and she was excited about life and she was excited about her future. She had friends. They were going out and doing fun stuff. She had a great summer. She met a guy online named Brandon, and he lived in Syracuse, which is not far from Utica. New York is bigger than you all think.
Oh, it's big.
New York City, very different from Utica. But they would see each other a little bit. They would go on the weekends. In fact, Brandon would come and hang out with the family. He came to her graduation party. The family liked him a lot. And a couple of times, Bianca caught him introducing himself as her boyfriend. And she was like, come on, dude, we're just friends. No, he's joking. We're just friends. I've had friends like that. Men who are like, come on, one day. And it's a joke. You're like, stop it. You're like my brother.
Yeah.
Which the long game that you have played in this gay persona when actually you have been trying to dick me down for 14 years, it's admirable. I got to tell you. But the jig is up, you know.
Have I told you how much I love your breasts?
I want to sleep on them like a lumbar pillow.
They look like two blissy mulberry silk pillows that I can lay my head on. And it will keep my eye cream intact and also keep my hair from getting naughty. Thank you, Blissy, and thank you, boobies.
Not an ad!
She met another friend, Alex, through her Discord community. Alex was very shy. They had been trying to meet up, but their schedules, it just never worked out. She wanted to go to a concert in Queens. Brandon seemed very trustworthy. So, yeah, I trusted him to take Bianca to a concert 4 hours away and bring Bianca back that night.
So here's the thing. Brandon, he is a friend of the family, right? He has played video games with Bianca's siblings. He has spent time with her mother, her grandfather. They know him. They have a relationship with Brandon, this 20-year-old nerd, right? And so Mama Kim has no reason to not trust Brandon. She's like, okay, cool. You're going to drive my kid to Queens, go to this concert, you'll meet up with Alex, and then you'll drive her back. Great.
Yeah.
Wonderful. The part that confused me was I was like, you're going to a concert 4 hours away. If that concert starts at like 8 o'clock, that's still like a really long drive back. I was very curious about that. But I mean, not a judgment. I was just like, that's a long drive.
I mean, maybe they thought they didn't know anyone getting a hotel. Oh, we'll be fine. We'll have some Red Bull. I agree with you. I was like, just crash at a friend's house. But, you know, different families, different rules.
Yes. Well, Bianca was very excited to meet Alex for the first time, right? She was getting ready. She was all nervous. And Grandpa Frank came into her room and he was like, you good, girl? She was like, I don't know what to wear. Yeah. I don't know what to wear. Like, I've been there. And he was like, I have a song for all of my kids, for all of them. I sing them a song. And I want you to hear this song because it's just so sweet and so thoughtful. And it's another way you can just make someone feel seen by being like, no, this is your song. This is yours. And I'm going to sing it to you.
So I told her I loved her and I sang her song as I always do. When I saw Bianca or any of my grandchildren, they all have songs. She's a doodoo bean pie. Deedlest one, she'll come up the third lake. We'll have a lot of fun playing with the furball all day long. And Tyler's going to sing your bean pot song, ba-doo-be-doo. And then I left. And it was the last time I saw her.
As if my heart wasn't already in pieces from just existing.
Yeah.
Down bitch Grandpa Frank is putting me through it.
Yeah.
So Bianca says goodbye to her family and she heads to Queens. It's July 13th, 2019, and Bianca's at the concert and we see the security footage of them that night, which is always fascinating because you want to see what's around. The investigative part of my brain wants to see people's demeanor, their body language, what's happening, what is around them. But the mama bear, empathetic part of me just feels like it is so ominous and dark knowing that these are someone's last moments. But we see it, and they're at the concert. Bianca and Alex were being a little affectionate, but they're sort of like standing in a triangle. Bianca, Brandon, and Alex. Nothing nefarious going on. It's actually very commonplace.
Yeah, Bianca was messaging her friends in real time, saying Alex is great. Because listen, she still has her online community. There's still people in her Discord that she's friends with, and you can message them from your phone. I'm sure they were like, okay, so what's Alex like? You know, we've all messaged, like, what's it like? And she's like, he's great. He smells so nice.
Mm-hmm.
We're holding hands. We're having fun. So we flash forward to the next morning where we hear a 911 call.
911, what is your emergency?
There's going to be a murder-suicide. The victim is Bianca Michelle Devins.
When I heard this, I was like, fuck. This is, like, terrifying, and I had to take a second. We cut to body cam footage from police officers paying a visit to Bianca's home that very morning to conduct a welfare check. It's just after 7 a.m., and Bianca's sister Liv wakes up her mom, Kim, and says, Mom, the cops are here, and it's about Bianca. What a terrible way to wake up. It's like the worst thing.
I also have to applaud these cops in this instance.
Yep.
Because I feel them actively trying to not panic the family.
Yep.
But they're very deeply concerned. And I felt like they were very delicate with the situation. They sort of kept their voice up because, truth be told, they didn't know exactly what was happening yet.
Yep.
But I have seen other cops that aren't as delicate and they weren't giving too much emotion. They were still keeping it light. And I actually think that's why they were able to find out as much as they were, because the family wasn't in panic mode yet. So I thought they handled it very well.
I agree. So they ask Mama Kim, can you try to call Bianca, please? And she said, sure. She doesn't answer. Mm-hmm. It's going straight to voicemail. And now Kim has to call Grandpa Frank down the block and say, Bianca's missing. And at first he's thinking, did she run away again? Because mm-hmm. she was doing so well. Like, I don't understand. But then he heard the cops talking and he starts thinking, this is something else and it's yeah. not good.
And again, they're sort of talking to the side so as not to frenzy the parents. Because of course you want to always be thinking of what could possibly happen. But sending people into a panic state doesn't help when they're actually trying to investigate what's happening.
Yeah.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Now, at this time, Mama Kim had a roommate. It was a friend named Kaylee who had also been looking online to see if she could find anything.
Kaylee came across a very graphic post on the internet, and she did not say anything to me. She brought it outside to my father, who was speaking to police.
She got a picture on her phone, which she showed to me. So we took that out and showed it to the police officers.
And the photo was posted on Discord, and it was a picture of Bianca with a wound to her neck, and she appeared to be dead. And there was a quote that went with it, and it said, sorry, bitches, you're gonna have to find someone else to orbit. So now, all of these people in the Discord community are seeing this picture, and they're like, what is this? Is this real? I don't understand. And it's scary. And you have to remember that a lot of her followers are young people. So now the cops are involved. They're like, we have to figure out if this is real, where this picture was taken. There's a lot of damage control that has to be put into place here.
This is so disturbing.
Very.
They immediately try to trace the origin of the photo. And also, all of these people online, you have to think of the ripple effect of yeah. being online, are all individually calling the authorities, which right. I get. But they're being inundated because no one knows if it's real. No one knows if it's photoshopped. So everyone is going into panic mode. The family, her close friends, her other friends, people who know her, her online community. I mean, think of how fast a viral video means meme, anything can spread, especially on Discord. So now they're going to try and trace the origin of the photo, and they do that very quick. They pull up to a car, and outside of the car, there is a spray painting on the ground, and it says, quote, "May you never forget me." And they see Bianca's friend, Brandon. And it's his car.
And we see the body cam footage of a cop approaching Brandon with a gun drawn. And Brandon takes a knife and stabs himself in the neck. He then manages to take a picture of his self-inflicted wound and post it on Snapchat. And so now cops and EMTs are descending on the area and they rush Brandon to the hospital. While they're saying all this, I was like, what? How does a person stab themselves in the neck and then have the wherewithal to take a picture and post it online? And he captioned it. I was like, what? It's demented.
Police confirm that Bianca is in fact deceased. And as a result, they're able to confirm that the image is real.
Right now, she's under a tarp. She's covered. They can see that she's got black and white Van sneakers.
When they described that she had on black Vans, I didn't want to accept it, but I knew it was her. That it was her.
So at this point, not only is this sweet, precious, loving family contending with the loss of a loved one, now they have used this, I don't know what to call it, murder porn for clicks. Because Bianca's picture of her deceased has been released everywhere and been shared. And some of it is gross sharing. And some of it is like, what is this? What is it? I mean, don't share it. But I don't think every person was sharing it out of being disgusting. But again, just not thinking. I can't even imagine what they must have been feeling at the time. It is a wound on top of a wound with stitches on top of a wound that will never get bandaged. So, and they're confused because they're like, we know Brandon. He's been in our house. What is happening? They cannot wrap their head around, number one, their daughter is gone, and number two, Brandon is the reason that she's gone.
And now her murder photo is gone viral. It's so much to grapple with at one time. And Mama Kim just kept saying, I was in shock. Like, I it was not real to me. You have to understand. And it's funny because on the body cam footage we see of her, she is completely composed. She's very calm. But like, you can see that the light is mm-hmm. gone from her eyes. And she is just trying to figure out what the fuck is happening. And one of the most insane parts of this is that Brandon wanted that photo of Bianca to go viral. Mm-hmm. He wanted to be famous for this. Mm-hmm. And those fucking incels who were constantly lingering like the pathetic garbage they are, they ran with the news. They loved it. They said horrible things about her. The fact of the matter is, she was 17 years old. But you know what? Brandon Clark survived. Mm-hmm. Not only did he survive, but these scum of the earth incels were praising him for what he did. And the family had to see it. They were all over Bianca's social media accounts commenting, saying horrific things. And it only got worse.
People posted the picture under my Facebook profile picture. They would send it to Olivia and I constantly. They would tag us in it. It felt like as soon as we got one picture removed, another one was posted. As a mother, it was very devastating because I feel like I couldn't protect her from that. I couldn't protect her from her murder, and then I couldn't protect her from being exploited on the internet.
What's the point? What does this bring you? It can't be joy.
It is absolutely unbelievable. I mean, number one, how does that poor family get that image out of their head? And then the fact that it was constantly being seen. There is no reason why anyone should be forced to relive that kind of trauma over. It's there. It's already, every time Mama Kim closes her eyes, it's already going to be there. And then for it to be out there, that be the image of her daughter that people are left with. The moment she left this plane? Absolutely not. I don't even have words for it. That is a kind of hurt that no one should have to feel. I had never heard of this story.
Yeah.
And I was so shocked. And her supporters tried to bury all the pictures and bury the negative comments with hearts, with emojis, putting up other things. But that is a life that I would not wish for anyone. I can't believe, because I love the internet. I love parts of the internet. I love connecting with people. I love laughing. I love creating. This is what makes it nasty.
Yeah.
This is why we can't have nice things. This little pocket of the internet is what gives it all a bad name, right? It's like we heard as a kid. It only takes one. It only takes
true.
A couple. And it really does.
It is something that people have to protect themselves from and their loved ones. And it's actually something, and I want to preface this by saying I'm not implying that Mama Kim didn't protect her kid. It sounds very much like she did, but it's something that you cannot get relaxed on. You constantly have to be on top of it. And also the other thing I thought about was, you know, when I was a kid, especially a teenager, I wasn't afforded privacy. Privacy was not a thing in our household. I barely had a bedroom door because my brothers broke it and then it didn't get replaced for years.
Mm-hmm.
So like, privacy was not a thing in my house, and I so desperately wanted it. And I just wanted to be able to facilitate some part of my own life and have secrets and, you know, all of those things. But on the other side of it, when I think about the people that are out there in the world and what they can be capable of, I don't envy any parent having to navigate that world of how do I give my kids the space that they need to learn to be a good person and an adult and have privacy and protect them at the same time, especially in a world that can be so dark like the internet. Mm-hmm. It's fucking hard. And I kudos to all of you because I couldn't do it. I could not.
At the trial, there was speculation about whether or not Brandon killed Bianca as a response to her kissing Alex at the concert.
We know this because Bianca messaged her friend and said, we were holding hands. My friend is so mad. He saw us kiss. And Bianca tells her friend that Brandon saw her kiss Alex twice. But we're going to learn that actually wasn't the case because this mouse turd had been planning this well before the concert.
Oh, yeah.
And this is what we know about the crime. The concert ended and Brandon drove Alex home. So then Brandon and Bianca were in the car to drive back to Utica. And that is when he drove down that road that we found the car on. And that's where he attacked her. Not only that, his Google searches would show that he was researching how to kill someone with a knife to the neck. And he was prepared with the knife. He also had a tarp in his car.
He'd been planning this for days.
And it's just that thing that we have heard so often, unfortunately. If I can't have her, no one will.
I thought about this and it actually scared me because someone like Brandon, who was welcomed into Bianca's home by her mother, her siblings. He spent time with them. He played video games with them. Like, they literally said he was like a member of the family.
Yeah.
And Mama Kim was like, not Brandon. Brandon wouldn't do this. But to be with all of them, spend time with them, have laughs, crack jokes, eat their food, and all the while be planning to murder Bianca.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot wrap my head around it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's like a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde situation, but it is wild. And I guess it really doesn't matter because he did do it. And then there's this terrible loss that the family has to deal with. And, you know, I know that I'm probably speaking into an echo chamber because everyone here thinks like us. Nobody owes you anything.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody owes you their time. Nobody owes you their love. Nobody owes you a relationship. Nobody owes you anything. If you're lucky, people will give you respect. And if you're lucky, they will see something in you that they're like, yeah, I want to get to know you and be your friend. Nobody owes you a relationship.
Yeah.
And for him to do this because he couldn't get the type of relationship that he wanted with her.
Well, Brandon is in court and he has to listen to the victim impact statements from the friends and family. And then he made a statement in court, which I'm not going to play because I'm not giving that motherfucker any airtime. So go look that up for yourself.
Yep.
And they say what little remorse he did have. The family didn't buy it. They didn't accept it. And they have every fucking right. You do not have to accept anyone's apology or anyone's fake remorse because you know me, I'm going to hold the grudge. Worry about yourself. I'll heal in the afterlife. Okay. I am holding a grudge I don't care if that's toxic. I don't care if you get healed. But no, I don't give a shit. They don't have to accept anything.
No, they don't. This man is so evil. He's in his early 20s. All his hair is falling out. This man has a comb over starting from his right ear that goes all the way to his left ear. I was like, okay.
Yeah, his hair is running away from his face. For sure. I mean, I would too. Don't come at me. He's a piece of shit. So Down Bitch Papa Frank explains to us what it felt like to hear this monster speaking in court about what he did to his precious granddaughter. Take a listen.
It took a certain amount of strength to murder Bianca. Because I learned
She fought him. She did not die willingly or easily. She fought him.
And Joey, I am so confused by this. He ended up pleading guilty to second-degree murder on March 16th, 2021, and he received 25 years to life. Not enough time. I'll say that again.
Yeah.
I need to research. I don't understand the second-degree murder because this was 100% premeditated.
Yeah, I was very confused.
It had to have been a plea or something.
Yeah.
I didn't have a chance to look into it, but... No, my friends, I don't know a lot. I don't know what the Pythagorean theorem is, but I know that first-degree murder is premeditated, and that shit was premeditated. Very confused on that.
Yeah, same. It was premeditated. That was very clear. Well, you know, this story is really tragic. It's very sad, and I want to say that no one should be reduced to a cautionary tale, because Bianca's life was so much more meaningful than that, and the mark she left, not just on her family, but on her friends and her community, it's still there. People still comment on her social media to this day and about what she meant to them. But there is a silver lining. There is something beautiful that came out of this tragedy.
And I admire it. I will never understand the inner strength that families who have lost loved ones have in order to take their broken heart and find repair by helping others so I understand. They use the legacy of their beautiful daughter to make the world just a little bit of a better place so that no family has to suffer the way they did. But I will never understand that inner strength because Lola yells at me and I can barely get out of bed. So these people are heroes.
New York State recently passed Bianca's Law. Bianca's Law makes it illegal to post or disseminate with the intent to harm or harass any crime scene or graphic photos.
Why was that just made? Why wasn't that made when the internet was made? Why is this revolutionary?
Yeah.
I don't understand. I love this family. I'm so grateful for them. This is a new law?
Yeah.
The internet is old, actually. I cannot believe that they had to introduce this into legislation.
It's wild. It's absolutely wild.
And I think it's appropriate to close this episode with the downest bitch of them all, Grandpa Frank's words.
Bianca leaves a wonderful legacy. People that love her, because of her caring, her compassion, and her bright smile, gives us all hope.
That poor family, that poor Papa, poor Mama Kim, it just very sad. The internet is scary. It really is. And I forget, too. I forget how scary it is all the time. Sometimes I'll fucking run my mouth to those bear guys. What if someone shows up in my house?
Yeah, I get it. You know what? What I will say is, like, the internet is fake.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever find yourself doom scrolling at 1 a.m. on TikTok or Instagram and you can't go to sleep and you're like, God, everybody's life is better than mine. It's not. It's not real. I highly encourage social media breaks to like take care of yourself, protect yourself. But, you know, y'all be safe out there. And this is for the men out there who don't listen, who will never listen to our podcast.
I know. We have the sweetest men in our community.
We have the best.
The dearest. Truthfully, I want to gather all our men in a room and just be like, teach a class.
Yeah, this is what I want to say. You can't be everybody's cup of tea. Mm-hmm. You just can't. You can't make everybody like you. You can't make everyone fall in love with you. You can't make everyone see you as attractive, whatever. There is a lid for every pot. Sometimes you are just not the lid for someone else's pot. Make your peace with that. Call your therapist. Talk to your friends. You can't be everyone's cup of tea, but why would you want to be? And I also just want to say, this episode reminded me of how fortunate we are to have such amazing community. I went on a first date last night and I was telling him about our show and our community.
Aww.
And I was like, it really is very meaningful to us and it's so mutually beneficial. And I just want to say I love you all and I'm glad that we all get to be fucking idiots and weirdos together and take care of yourselves, take care of each other. And if you're thinking about someone today, call them and tell them you love them.
Absolutely. And I do want to say that there are many places online that you can go if you are scared for your safety, if you think someone is monitoring you online, monitoring your activities, and you're just a little confused and need some support. Please reach out to Safe Voices at 1-800-559-2927. And that goes for anything. If you need help, if you need assistance, if you need some tools, if you have questions, because it can be really scary. And this is the world we live in, y'all. We can say all we want when we were kids, but it has changed and people have access to a lot. Please be safe. Joey, say something funny.
Well,
I love my mother. We have a great relationship now. But you know, she broke another one of my CDs and I was very upset about it.
Which one?
And I want to play it for you now. Everyone, take a moment. We're going back to 1997. Hit it, Rick!
Diane Gilbert!
Love it.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. I actually really do like this show. It can be dark, but it is very well made. Be sure you check it out on Discovery Plus. Be sure you check us out on YouTube every Friday morning. Our episode that has dropped on Wednesday will be on YouTube. Please take a look. Follow us there. Support us. Please follow us on social media if you're not. And that includes our personal pages because, I mean, if you care, I don't know if you care.
Would you like to give them our handle?
I think not, Pod. Also, you guys are going to be getting your merch boxes this week. We want to see them. We want to see your pictures. We want to see your videos. There is an overarching theme. There are secret messages in there. I'm dying to see who figures it out first. It has been so wonderful to put together for you. Harris and I already have our third quarter box because we're not well. Anyway, head over to our Patreon if you want to be a part. But until then, we will always be here. We will always be here for you and with you and especially with you because I love you, Joey.
I love you too, Yellen Marsh. And I love all you DBs. My God, you're so sexy. You make daddy proud.
Oh, God. I love you, Dalvinches.
Love you.
Bye. Frank, I want to say Uncle Frank because I have an Uncle Frank, so I keep saying like Grandpa, yeah. Uncle.
You said something else that was wrong and now I forgot, but just pick her up.
Good catch. Thank you. Thank God one of us is smart. Do you know what the number one song in 2019? Do you know what the...
In 2119?
Yeah, in 2119. I love... That was a great year. It was a great year for wine, actually, 2119. Do you know how many times I misspeak? I hear myself and I'm like, they know what I'm talking about. It's fine. What do I have to... Write it out for you? Spell it out in hieroglyphics? No, you can do some work. You do some work. You figure out my...
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.